Warning, the following program is a collection of idiots talking about the happenings in the sports entertainment world. It is meant to be comedically informative. The opinions expressed on this show does not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their bosses, or the Infinite Plus Network. There may be some out-of-pocket things said on this show, because this is how we talk to each other. If you are young, please seek permission before watching any further. Your homies, the Three Count Podcast. P.S. Please don't sue us.
It's your boy, your nephew, your cousin. It's the Don, Chaz Evans. You're checking out the hottest podcast in the world, the Three Count Podcast.
Hit him with a three count. Pin him to the ground and the crowd go wild, man down, know what y'all like. Hit him with a three count. On the top rope crowd already know how I fly him to the flow line. Hit him with a three count. And your boy real t-
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, I added some stuff to the intro.
See, you should be happy.
I am. This is my happy shock face. Cause the funny thing is this, right? So look, before I do the whole intro thing, so this is playing, you know, this is, by the way, this is the first debate show with the warning label in front. So this is the first time I'm hearing it, you know, actually about to go live. So I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard this before plenty of times watching the Villains Lounge. And so I'm just, you know, going, and then I hear myself and I go, yeah, you're Chaz Evans. And then like, oh yeah, okay, we put that on there first this time. Didn't think anything of it because I was like, oh, it's my show. Of course, open up the show, then play the theme song. So yeah, and I end up looking because I saw a picture and I was like, why is this so long? I was like, this is longer than normal. And I look up and there are different pictures and there's a video of me and Cliff from a show. And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, we needed the update. I mean, you know, look at my long ass intro for the Villains Lounge. It's gotten way longer than it was before.
Disclaimer. Right, that's facts. That's factual. But anyway, it's your boy, your cousin, your nephew, the Don, the Grapital Region's best kept secret, the Don of the Mid-Atlantic, and the host of the hottest debate show in all of professional wrestling. I'm the Don, Chaz Evans, and I'm here with my friends, with Chaz and friends. Let me introduce to you my friends first, okay? Interesting first. I'm going to switch it up. He's the residential supervillain, all right? He's the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat, okay? He's the man that runs the Villains Lounge, all right? If you're trying to get into the Villains Lounge, you got to know the super villain, and that's Damien Fatale. So if you want to get an exclusive invite to the Villains Lounge, you better be on the villains. You better be on his good side. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, he is the super villain, Damien Fatale.
I mean, well, in order to get into the Villains Lounge, let's keep it legit. You got to be a top villain. So, like, you know, can't be somebody that's sorry. So if you're not living Heal 24/7, 365. Don't come this way.
Yeah, that's why we get special passes, me and Cliff, only for the watch alongs.
It's because I know what you guys are like in real life. Look, we know what we are. We know what we call ourselves behind closed doors. It's okay.
What do we call ourselves behind closed doors?
Call myself Venom.
We can't put that out.
Call yourself Venom. I'm glad we were in the same process.
We can't put that out there like that, sir.
Put that down. Put that down. Put that down. All right. For those of you who have not done so already, make sure you follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. 3count_pod on that Bird app. All right. It's the Bird app, not the X app. 3count_pod. Also, follow us, 3countpod, all one word, no caps, no space, on everything else. Instagram, Threads, TikTok. If it's a social media platform, okay, then we're there, 3countpod. Hit that subscribe button, all right, on YouTube. Hit that like button on Facebook. Hit that follow, subscribe button on Twitch. Hit that follow button on X again if you haven't already done so because you're watching us live on X. And for all of us watching on the Infinite Plus Network, all right, we're sorry to interrupt your movie. or your favorite trapper.
100% not sorry.
We are not sorry. I'm trying to be nice, but my producer here said no. So no, we're not sorry. Okay. We're not sorry. We don't feel bad. Welcome to wrestling.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Hi.
And on that note, let's get this party started. Cliff, what we got?
Wait, hold on. It's fucking crazy. Somebody. Hey, yo.
You did me first. And you did. Wow.
Hey, yo, get this. Hey, yo,
I was man, about to introduce you.
No, you weren't. You was like, hey, yo, let's get this thing started. Cliff, what's the – hey, yo. First of all, it is the Air Force Veteran Intel Specialist, the one you call on when you need to get the job done, and your friendly neighborhood Red Dog, also the D-I-C-K of this industry. That's right, the dog in charge, kid. Get your mind out of the gutter. Also, to some people, very special, very minute, very niche, the ridiculously kissable one. I'm bringing that back.
I was waiting for it. And also the biggest pusher of pure. I was waiting for that one.
Oh, yeah. And the biggest pusher of PI right here. Pure ignorance. So, you know. How also the forgotten member of pure ignorance.
Is it because you switched it up? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
yeah.
He did. He did me first, and you just totally forgot about that.
I did. I'm not. Big pause on that, man.
You
said
he did me first. Yo, big pause on that.
Yeah. What's coming on the show for now? Entering the ring.
Hey, if you guys haven't checked it out, we've had a lot of interviews come out lately. Ruthless Lala's been a part. Slick Wagner Brown came back for 201. We have some interviews coming up in the future, but. If this week, you guys are going to get the man, the myth, the legend, known as GMX from the Northeast. That's right. Can't really drop his real name, so we're going to say GMX. But he is ridiculously known all over the Northeast, and he's going to be here with us. Not live, okay? That's not how it works. It's all taped. But he's going to be here. So, yeah. Be there. Wow. And listen to it at 8 a.m. Eastern time.
That's right.
Oh, I'm going to be asleep. That's 6 a.m. my time.
Well, I mean,
I'll be sleeping. Now
some of us developed powers while we were in the totality of the solar eclipse.
Oh, I definitely recharge. I'll be good for another like 50.
Yeah,
another 50 years for the next one.
I mean, there's like one I can't remember where it is, but it's like overseas.
It's in Montana, in like 44.
No, I mean, there's like one like in the next couple of years. I want to say this is supposed to happen, but I think it's like. Overseas.
Oh, another country.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. He said, another continent.
I might just go.
I bet you will.
I got some great pictures.
Yeah,
the ones that you sent were
they were fire.
And that was from my phone.
I stared at it without the glasses and nothing happened.
Well, because you weren't in the like thick of it. You got like a side view. Like I had right directly under. I was in the path.
Oh.
Like the direct path. That's why my pictures look so good. It's because literally, like as it was happening, you couldn't look up. You needed the glasses. Because one, you weren't going to see it because it was too blurry.
Right.
And two, that shit did hurt. I did kind of like peek for a second. It was kind of
curious. I know for sure that I took my kids' like glasses and put it on my phone and took a picture. So I got some pretty cool shots from that, but that was about it. Why are we still talking about this eclipse, man?
It was really cool, though. I'm recharged.
I just want to know one question.
We had so much wrestling last week and this week, man.
It was. So let's get to it. Temp check.
Ooh.
Let's get
All right. I got mine.
All right. Temp check is, for those who don't know, is where we give you our hottest and our coldest wrestler going into this week. And for a bonus question, we throw in our match of the week. So, Damien, you wanted to go first. So, temp check. What's the temperature like, brother?
All right. So, my hottest is the whole entire company of World Wrestling Entertainment as a whole. And my coldest is Planned Parenthood as a company as a whole.
I feel like I had that. I knew that was coming.
Look. When he said, I want to go first, I knew for a fact where he was going. He said, ooh, 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 let me go to like a little child.
Pick me.
Legit, yes. Absolutely. That is what Damien was.
Like I said, you don't understand how good of a the 2 weeks it has been for me. It's been great. It has been amazing. Ah, I feel like a new man. my hottest match of the week is WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. A weekend? Like, in a whole? Like, as wrestling as a whole? Like, literally the whole weekend? Probably everywhere else? So much. I think it's too much wrestling for me to pick in exact.
Yeah.
Of, like, what would be the best match of... What would be the best match of the week? Like, what match was just... I don't know. I got nothing. There you go. That's my answer for that. I really don't have one that was. I don't know. If I pick one, I feel bad that I didn't pick another.
No, I got you.
Too much wrestling.
All right, go ahead, Cliff.
All right, so we'll go with last week. Damn, you did the solo on me too. I would say hottest wrestler of the week last week, man. I just keep it 100, man. Is Cody Rhodes. Let's just keep it real. Like, there should be no discussion point at that one. Coldest wrestler of the week. Mine's been kind of controversial, only because, like, you know, I understand the circumstances that things have happened and stuff. But Becky Lynch, man, like, has got to sit on my coldest wrestler of the week. Not that I really. You know, I know she was on WrestleMania. She opened. You know, she wasn't feeling well. The match didn't go according to the kind of plan. But
whoa! Don't do that. No. She was not just feeling well. That girl had strep throat. They not just feeling well. Don't do that. Sorry, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
She wasn't feeling well, and
he still did it.
You know, I understand. I understand, right? But overall, like, you know, the following week, obviously she's home resting, right? And it just, if she was healthy, I'm sure she would have been at the show. But to me, it just was kind of like, hey, you know, it wasn't a good look. You know, that's kind of, you know, my shitty opinion. I'm sorry. But also on that coldest wrestler of the week, Seth Rollins. Let's be real. Like, my man went to war. My man went to war, right? With the Bloodline, lost, right? And then he went to war with Drew McIntyre, lost. And then, like, wasn't that Raw? Like, wasn't that Raw after Mania? Like,
don't forget, he tried to go to war for Cody Rhodes, okay, against Roman Reigns, period, right? And 10 seconds, and didn't got no offense.
Played the Shield theme song, got in the ring, got punched in the face, and that was it. And then took a chair shot. Like, that was kind of it. And people are going to be like, but it was for a good cause. Whatever. I don't care. Cold. Match of the week. match of the week. So I want to split this up. I do have a match of the week, and then I want to do a non-WWE match of the week, right? So match of the week to me, Sami Zayn versus Gunther.
That was fire.
I was on a ride. Yeah, I was.
That was fire. I was gonna choose that one too, but like I said, for me, it's just I enjoyed everything though.
Yeah. Non WWE match of the week though, Nick Nemeth versus Mike Bailey at GCW Bloodsport was on point.
Bloodsport in general was very fucking good.
Yeah,
like I actually sat down and watched it. It was really good.
Yep.
And I haven't watched a DCW show in a bit.
I'm going to throw you one more. If you guys didn't get to check it out, I'm sure a lot of you guys did. Mark Briscoe versus Eddie Kingston at Supercard of Honor was super on point as well. So those are my two. There's other matches in there. I had like 7 or 8, but I'm not going to put them all out because I was just so hyped watching all. Listen, I watched 35 hours of pro wrestling this last week, okay? Like, I'm a little fried, and I could not pick a match of the week after watching so much fucking wrestling.
I know. crazy thing is that it's funny, because ever since we stopped doing, you know, you stopped doing the power rankings, you've dedicated WrestleMania week as your week to consume all of it. Since you don't do it every year, you're like, well, I'm going to take the week. And
that's kind of the best time, though.
It is the best because you're guaranteed to get the best, if not the best wrestling throughout a 7-day period.
Yeah.
For the year. Yeah. So it is. It's not a bad idea to do. But yeah, man. When you send the updates, and be like, oh, I'm here, about to get through this, 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 and this today, and then I'll start on this one, this, this tomorrow, and I'll be like, more power to you.
Well, like, okay, so let me throw in the if you guys want to watch a match, that's a big comedy match, right? Then you're gonna have a lot of fun watching. Go check out Creamy Mania on IWTV with Eric Ademia versus Stan Styles. Put him over for this week, even though I gotta face him next week. But yeah, so that's another match that you guys probably want to go watch. Post WrestleMania, I have hottest wrestler of the week is Jey Uso.
This is 100. He's getting a shot.
Yep, getting a shot. I also have coldest wrestler of the week. Because you know you said it too, Damian, and I'm gonna agree with you. But I'm just gonna go with two individuals particularly, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. And then my match of the week, right, is gonna be Hook and Shane Taylor at Battle of the Belts. So that was a fire ass match. But I'm gonna throw one more in there, and a lot of you guys probably won't play. Hold on, and you'll understand, and Chaz, you'll understand why too. My hottest wrestler of the week, my true hottest wrestler of the week, is not a wrestler. He's a fighter. His name's Max Holloway.
That's fair. And
his match last night with Justin Gaethje that won him $600,000 in fight bonuses and knockout of the night was by far the best match of the week.
Being as, you know, as I did watch that the fight last night, and I do understand why you're making that as your pick. And because I did see this fight and I did see this knockout, I'll allow it. So for the first time, a UFC fighter legitimately gets his match on temp check. So, yeah, no. If you did not listen,
how many rounds?
Listen,
it went full. It went, no, actually, know what? It did not go the full.
It did
five.
Not. It went 24 minutes and 59 seconds of just pure bloodbath. It was amazing.
Damien. And look, everyone I know who's watching, you've probably seen the clip on social media all morning today and last night. So, Damien, I know you don't watch UFC like that, and you don't watch, you know, you're not on the socials. Yeah. I'm just going to give you a brief rundown what happened, okay? So it's only five rounds, and there, you know, it was a pretty, you know, I give say a little even. Sometimes I think Max, for the most part, had the upper hand throughout, you know, but it was an even fight. The last, what was it, like 20 seconds, Cliff?
20 seconds.
That man, Max Holloway, said, he pointed to the middle octagon. He said, he told that man, say, you stand here. And they just started swinging.
They started throwing bombs.
Damien, and I mean, you would have thought you were in the city. It was this. They threw technique and like fighting out the window, and they just threw hands.
Yep.
So you being from where we from, you'd understand that last 20 seconds was the best thing I seen. Okay. When I tell you, it was 1 second left. Clocked him clean. 1 second left, clocked him clean. Man said, duff, went to sleep.
Bruh.
Like, legit, he was, you know how when you got a stapler, right? Yeah. And how it hangs when you close it? That's how that man, when he got hit, that ain't said, dunk. He said, and sat down. Sat down on his butt. And then lay down.
They linked up first, right? In 20 seconds, and they link up, and Max points to the ground. They start throwing bombs, right? And then, like, Justin gets clipped, and Justin takes a step back, and Max moves back up, points at again, right? 10 seconds left in this fight. Then they start throwing bombs, right? And you see Max, there's a one punch shot. He ducks under, comes over with a right, bam, slumped him. And shout out to Justin Gaethje too, because like that.
He was a former champion, and he definitely gave it off. But yeah, I was on my couch, I was like standing on the couch screaming, like I was screaming. So yeah, I'll give you that. All right, enough about the UFC. Everyone's gonna be like, I thought this was a wrestling podcast.
That's all wrestling podcast. Know. We're talking about UFC. No one likes
fighting. UFC.
It's too real.
Well, WWE, the UFC is their partner, so they're kind of one. So I allow that.
That is a very true. You know what? You're right. You're right. That's definitely, it's a TKO product. You're right.
Exactly.
All right. Here we go. My temp check. All right. My hottest wrestler of the week. I think I'm gonna say Cody Rhodes, because I feel like it's hard not to say Cody Rhodes. Now I'm going to go with lukewarm, because I feel like that's a game. I'm gonna give you like an 80 degree weather day. I don't want to say too hot the temperature. I want to say it's an 80 degree weather day. It's Tama Tonga.
Hey, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can respect that.
Because I think the fact is that we know who Tama Tonga is, and all of the honestly, wherever he showed up on WWE, it would have been a splash. But the fact that you've put him right in the center of this Bloodline storyline, the week after where we think, oh, hell done broke loose, right, and you just added another layer to this never-ending story.
They still got more.
Exactly.
More people that are like free.
The little fire, like this is the Bloodline. It was this huge flame, and we'll be honest, it sizzled down. I get as time goes on, as fire, always. Man, Triple H said we thought we was out of gasoline. That man said, "Sean, hand me another tank," and just threw the tank on that little ember that was burning. And that gasoline tank had Tama Tonga written over it. And the Bloodline storyline is back to a big fire.
Why you gotta beat Jimmy like that, though?
Hey.
He did beat him like, yo, we're family. He beat him like they were family.
What was crazy was like, he goes, you're my brother. And I love you. And I went, oh, this is real. I said, why Jimmy? I was like, he about to get spiked. I was like, he deserved it. I was like, you did lose, bro. I was like, you lost. I'm like, but yeah, he's my 80 degrees weather wrestler. Cause like, I don't want to put him as the hottest wrestler going the week, but it needs to be said that Tama Tonga really has brought in another layer to this Bloodline story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially with Roman being gone and dealing with what he has to do. And Paul is just like, I'm here and I'm scared of you, Solo. I'm not going to tell you, no. And that's how I feel about Paul is just, I'm not about to tell you, no.
And that's just a fear of Solo. But like when Tama showed up in like the interview and he was like, he was just like leaning against the door like, You could have told me Paul pissed his pants and I would have believed you.
Probably. You
would have believed like, yeah, too. I know. I saw the streak on the door. Like, I saw he was freaking out. Like,
crazy. But yeah, that's my heat. So definitely shout out to Tama Tonga. My coldest wrestler. It's not a wrestler. It's an executive. My coldest wrestler / executive who probably will win another award tonight. His name is Anthony Khan. And that's nothing else needs to be said. That's my coldest wrestler, coldest person of the week. And we'll get into that. Match of the week. So I'm going to do kind of like how Cliff did. So Mania week. So that includes night one. WrestleMania Saturday. I'm picking a match not from WrestleMania and actually not from WWE. Picking a match from, crazy enough, GCW for the culture. And my expectations for the match weren't high, and that's not a knock to the two competitors. It just, this would be a good match. I just didn't think, I knew it would be a good match. But did they show out? So this is from For the Culture, Shug D versus Alex Kane for the Pan-African World Diaspora Wrestling Championship. Wow. If there was some big shoes to fill after having the title reign that was Trisha Dora, Shug is I make the joke with Shug all the time when I do see him. I tell him, I said, you're just adding on to your goat tier. Like every time I see you, it's just another tier you just add on. And he being humble as he is, no. But Shug has really, really like stepped into this like this position as the world champion for the people. And he's putting on banger matches. And you can't go wrong with Alex Kane.
Nope.
just can't go wrong with Alex Kane. And That's not coming from a place of bias because I know Alex Kane. That's just
100% coming from 100% bias.
It is 99% is bias. But it's just from a actual fan standpoint of Suge and Alex really put on a clinic Saturday morning, at like 1 o'clock in the morning in Philly, and I'm happy I stayed up to watch it. So they get match of the week for that week. Now moving on to this past week, I'm going with WrestleMania Sunday, and I gotta go Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Very good match. Yeah. Like from beginning to end,
start to finish, was great.
Night two was. It was the best night.
Night two was the best night. Like night two, I think from beginning all to the end. Different cameos at the end, it wrapped the bow for the bloodline thing of everyone who was. It really felt like, and I saw. It's funny because I said this out loud, and then like a couple minutes later, I saw it on Twitter after the match. But somebody said it felt like WWE Endgame, in a sense. It was night two. It was what this WrestleMania was. So what rest of the two nights was Infinity War was night one, all right? When they lost, when Thanos made the snap, yeah, Rock pinning Cody was the snap. That's what, and that's in night two was Endgame. Cody and the Avengers, which is all the people that got hurt by, or you know that was you know got you know had was you know on the shorter end of the stick with the bloodline, came back in and said, "Nah, we not about to have this." They came in, do their little thing, and Cody wins. So I can't not say Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns as my match of the week. Like me being a fan of wrestling, getting on a podcast and telling you that there is a match better than that this week. And I cannot honestly tell y'all that.
It was a good end to book one.
Right, book one of the story, yeah.
Yeah, and like, okay, even though selfishly I did want Roman to retain, I ain't gonna lie to you. We all know this. I put that out in the ether. It's just I didn't want to see a riot. Like, if they were in, like, somewhere else, not in Philly, like, I don't know, Vegas or Los Angeles. Oh, no, not Los Angeles. They're known for rioting. My bad. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. A place that wouldn't normally riot, you know.
I think they would be okay.
Well, Philly does riot. Philadelphia, they win I've never seen a city. And I think I said this when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the last time they won a Super Bowl, I had said I've never seen a city tear their own city apart when they win.
I know. So can you imagine if Roman had a won that match and Cody had a loss? What would have happened?
Bruh. Oh my gosh. Bruh. Philadelphia, they'd be throwing trash cans, kicking windows. Yeah, we won the Stanley Cup! Break this window! Pow! Let me loot this store! Because we won!
Roman would have not made it out of that arena probably alive.
No.
No. No, not at all. But since we're on the topic of WrestleMania,
I want to get into this topic, but our chat is like blowing up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, let's go to the chat. While I bring up the topic, while we're here on WrestleMania, we're going to talk about the ups and downs because we didn't have a show last week and the week before that. So yeah, we're going to give the ups and downs of WrestleMania. What's up, Ricky? Heels for life, always.
Yep.
Yes.
Right here. Hey, Ricky, I just read your comment. If you want to, it's at 3CountPod. So just follow us on subscribe to us there on Twitter. You can check us out there. So if that's what you want to do. Wonder what our Twitch is. Evening. What's up? Paul Heyman added so many layers to the story that his faces and little gems, he's goated. 100%.
Facts.
He's also a WWE Hall of Famer. I don't know if you guys know it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Apparently it just happened.
Well, good for him.
Was better.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he does. Not counting Rain of WrestleMania, Hook versus Shane. A.
All right, so I need to watch that then.
Yep,
I need to. I mean, yeah, yeah.
I you know, I was at a booking last night, so I didn't get to watch it, and I chose to watch the fight when I got home. I didn't want to watch any wrestling.
Last week was the best show ever.
What happened last week?
We talking about the
Watch along.
You talking about the watch alongs?
The watch along. And funny thing, I did not get to watch the watch along for night two, but I did night one. Y'all, yeah, y'all.
Said no, Chaz. Let's see. Oh, snaps! All right, bet. Let's hop.
All right, WrestleMania, ups and downs. I want to start the Triple H likes to focus on positives. But I like to point out the negatives because if it's bad, it's bad, and you need to know that it was bad. Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso.
I knew you were gonna go there.
That was the match. Let me tell you something. That match was supposed to be better than the tag match. We said it on the show. We said it for weeks. We said it for months.
We know you're right.
We were anticipating this a year.
No, you're right.
From the time they lost those tag belts at last year's WrestleMania, we were talking already about, oh man, next year Uso versus Uso about to be fire. We were hyping this up for a year. They didn't announce that joint till February. Now, I don't think they announced it in February. They probably waited to the end of February because they waited a while to announce that it was going to be brother versus brother.
No, they did.
They waited.
And so, they only had a couple of weeks to build. They had like a month.
You didn't really need it,
but
exactly. Right. Which is why I understood when they did it the way they did. It's like, oh man, I'm like, yeah, you really don't need much. I mean, they're brothers. What more you need? Like, and then like you got the bloodline, everything. What more you need? But you know, they added the little stuff of the Rumble, which was cool, and then him costing him at the title for Gunther, like cool. But man, talk about legit was three strikes standing there and not swinging.
Okay, no,
that's the equivalent. You're up the bat, three, and then these are three good pitches too. It's not even like three, like one bad pitch, and it was a bad call by the umpire. No, these are three good solid hits you could have hit, and you miss. Strike one. Miss. Strike two. Strike three. You're out. What the hell?
No.
That's what that match was.
You out of pocket for that.
You were out of pocket for that. Okay, I think of more as a full count because.
Full count. You're giving him too much credit. Full count.
No, he got on first. He got on first.
He got on base.
Yeah, this is
that match. You are giving that match at least.
Listen,
getting on base.
Listen,
listen. Now it's hard to get on base now in baseball. Maybe I don't know if you watch baseball in 2020. I don't know if you watch baseball recently. It's harder to get on base.
The story they told. Was
the story match, is what got them up the bat match, for me.
No, the match itself. I'm talking about the wrestling itself. The moves itself was bad. The match.
Oh, we're talking about moves.
The match was bad. The match itself.
Now he talking about moves, Cliff. I thought moves don't matter.
No, but the story they were telling was fine.
The story was it? Because I'm gonna be honest. There was a disconnect with me. I'm gonna be honest.
But to be fair, right? To be fair, that the match before and the match after were super fire too,
right? Yeah.
But you're right. Like you're not wrong for saying like, yo, the match kind of missed. It did miss, right? It did miss. I wouldn't call it a three strike. Just stand there and watch three pass by. Like where the match was, right? It was fair. What was being told with the story was not so good, right? And I didn't like the aspect of the story being told 50-50, right? That was my problem with the match. Like, if you're gonna do that, like I get it, but you're playing off the whole thing that there's these two twins and that they're both equal and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, not at all. Like Jay has been putting in, and I'm not taking away from Jimmy, right? I don't want that to be the thing, but Jay has been putting in all this solo work since he left and got brought over to Raw, right? Like, he was a tag champion with Cody, right? But then, like, he started running, he started putting on all these fire matches while Jimmy wasn't really doing those kind of things. He was just in the bloodline. So to put them in the match at WrestleMania and be like, they're equal. How, Sway? One person's putting in more work. Why are they 50-50? Because he's the bigger brother? That does not make sense.
I think Jay should have whooped that ass a little bit more and got more to be able to showcase what he can do. There was so much wrong with the match, but the match wasn't, they didn't do anything wrong. I think that's what it is. They didn't mess up anything. They didn't do anything wrong. Whatever the match was structured, they did it the way that they were told to do it. And I guess they relayed the story that they were told to relay. Like, the match in itself, if you look at it, it's not what we wanted. It's not what we wanted.
Keep going, David. Keep going.
I'm not digging myself a hole.
I said right, you're not. You already in the hole, brother. I'm just making it. I'm making it wider for you. I want you to be comfortable in the hole.
It's the worst match of the weekend.
It wasn't the best match of WrestleMania.
No, it was not the best. No, okay. It was not the best match, and it was not the worst match. No, it was not the worst. Absolutely not. No. It was the biggest disappointment.
No, it was the hugest disappointment.
Like, especially going into night one, the three matches that were supposed to bang, bang, bang was Gunther and Sammy. Boom. You got your one bang. That tag match at the end, the main event, you got your second bang. And your third bang was supposed to be that brother versus brother, but it wasn't. You know what it was? It was the tag match.
That tag team ladder match.
And that tag team ladder match. I know. And move on to a positive was fire.
Yeah,
it was.
Was like absolute fire. And shout kudos to you, to all of you all, except not me and Twitch, who guessed.
I got that half.
The titles will be separated.
Half. Yeah, I got half.
Right, you did get half.
Damn, on the money.
Yeah, you and Chris Idol nailed it on the head with both teams, and I was just like, the funny thing is this: when y'all sent them to me, I go, why are they all sending me two different teams? And I went, they all think these belts are about to split. And as I'm, you know, making the graphic, I was like, they are splitting these belts, and. And I'm like, I was mad because I wanted to pull the okie doke on y'all and change my answer, but I would have been wrong. I would have got a half a point because I still would have picked DIY to win a belt, right. But I would have picked DIY and A-Town down. I would have had A-Town down winning, no, regardless.
I mean, I knew they were gonna win. I chose with my heart and picked Two-Face. I knew it was gonna be a heel and a face theme. I was like, I should have picked them because I knew they were gonna win them.
I had DIY was my pick to win when they started the whole thing from the qualifying matches. I had DIY winning, and then when they had the whole DX intro, I was like, "Oh, this is a breeze." Trips let them come out of his shtick. Yep, absolutely. So, that tag match was fire.
I'll tell you how I picked it, which is gonna be crazy. I looked at it and I was like, yo, there's no way that they're keeping these titles together. So definitely going to split. I was like, they've been featuring A-Town Down Under a lot. And they've been kind of teasing them being a tag team. I was like, I'm going to go with that because whatever face team that they're going to have on SmackDown, it'll be the ones chasing them. So for me, funny enough, I kind of think it's going to be the Creed Brothers. So if you guys think they're on Raw right now, but I think they're going to get drafted to SmackDown. And then I was like, and you know, it would be funny to see the Awesome Truth win it when Judgment Day has been beating R2's ass continuously.
That's why I did. That's the same reason why I picked them. I was like, it makes too much sense to not put it on the Awesome Truth. They've never been tag team champions. They will be very entertaining as the first tag team champions and put over whatever team takes it from them. Like, legit. Yeah. So that's how I was like, they're the most over-faced team.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? That next night on Raw, when Damian Priest and Rhea held that belt, and there's R-Truth in the middle, I was like, this is what we're looking for.
Exactly. Like, that's the reason. That's the reason right there.
So yeah,
it was great. Another group match that was better than what it actually should have been. The tag match with Santos and
that was really good.
Ray and Dom. That was my pee break match, but I went back and I went, why is this going so well? Well, first of all, I went, why is this match still going on? I went to go pee and I got myself some more food. And I was like, why is this still going on? But as I was watching, this is really good. A disappointing match, that for at least for me, was Bayley. I was Bayley and Io. I don't know what it was. I don't know, y'all. And that was a match that I was looking forward to because I was like, this is Bayley's moment.
That went on right before the main event, right?
And I think that's probably what it was.
The crowd.
And there was that crowd. Yeah, that was good. They were night one, weren't they? Yes. No.
No, they were night two.
They were night two.
So that would explain that. Yeah,
maybe crowd tired because about that point it got cold again. I wanted to put the weather because I know, you know, people, especially when I was talking about night one, about the crowd was dead and, you know, it was definitely freezing on that Saturday. And that so that definitely plays a factor as well. But I don't know. Maybe it could have been the crowd. And we know, like, certain matches, if the crowd's not in it, it'll take you out of a match.
Yeah, no, I thought the story and everything was like, it was
like nothing bad. It wasn't bad. And I think a lot of times when we say like we don't like something or we do some wrestling fans period, it's like, oh, I don't like it, people instantly go, oh, it was bad. And no, it wasn't bad at all. Like, it was actually a great match. It was just from the TV screen to me, it just
felt something like something was off.
Yeah, I was just like,
I think part of it too was that
going through a match, it's just like, this is a wrestling match on TV and it's there. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't invested in the match as it was going on. I was invested in the story, of course, because I watched the buildup. But the match itself, as it's going on, it was a bleh. I hate the word. I don't like bleh. I use bleh so bland now. It was meh.
So to me, though, I thought the match was great.
It was good. Like, the match was bad.
Yeah, and I think it was because it was a co-main event. Everybody knew what was next. And so they were kind of, like, holding and reserving that energy because they're like,
yeah, like, let's get this, like, we know.
Because even at the end of the night, right, wasn't it? No, that was night one, right? That they were asking the fans to like give their energy one more time. Was that night one? Or was that night two where Pierce and Nick Aldis were like, hey, we're going to ask you guys for one more time to give us that energy and let's.
That was night.
Was that night one? Yeah, that was night one because that's when they read the. Yeah, that was night one.
Yeah, the attendance. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Snoop did it night two. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it was just that the fans were just kind of reserved and waiting. But when I watched, we did the live stream. So when we watched the match, like I think because I was like, I was invested watching the match and then talking with everybody else at the same time. Like, that's why I kept my peak in the whole
right. Match. Yeah, and then when I was watching it. We were watching, but it wasn't our focus. You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all were getting ready for the main event.
Yeah. So I think Cliff, that's a good point. Like that maybe that was like when we were all there, we were playing with the dog. And we were playing with the dog and the kids and watching the kids play with the dog.
And I think if they would have put that six man match, that the Final Testament versus Bobby Lashley and Street Profits, you probably would have said that was a match too. That would probably been your disappointing match.
And guess what? I forgot that was a match.
Hey, yo.
It wasn't that bad.
Didn't say it was, but it wasn't.
I'm going to be honest with you. Forgot it was a match, and I remember why I forgot it, because I didn't watch it.
Well,
I just, the thing about the Final Testament, I just be like, eh, it's not for me.
Well, it's over again. It's over. Yeah. They're done. They're down.
Oh, they are. Thank goodness.
They're in NXT right now. They're all in NXT. Yeah.
They should have won XT this past Tuesday.
Oh yeah, so, they beat the dog piss out of the new tag champions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Baron Corbin and the Wolf Dogs dropped the tag titles to Axiom and
Nathan Frazier.
And then
by the way.
They're good.
Congratulations, guys. Like, seriously.
Yep. Big ups. And then, yeah, and then Final Testament showed up and beat the hell out of them.
Yep.
All right.
So, I'm here for that's it, over with. And I do have a favorite part of that six-man tag.
What's that?
What?
I got to call her by her right name because I want to.
B-Fab?
Yeah, that's it. I was getting ready to call her something else. B-Fab taking out Scarlett.
Oh, yeah, that kick. Yeah.
Oh, no, and the table spot. She took one for the team.
She did, the table spot. I do remember the table spot because I was like, why are we doing so much dangerous stuff? I remember specifically going, and I remember it sitting on the floor. And I go, why are we doing so much dangerous stuff? We just started the show.
Well, I feel like
that's why
I feel like Scarlett deserved it. The Final Testament deserved everything.
Yeah, they did.
Thank you. Right. Peeps.
You got the comments.
Yeah. They missed you, Chaz.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Then Dean says, speak for yourself. Uso was so underwhelming.
Yes, that's fine, Dean.
Gotta go there.
That's
again.
Fine. I'll keep it. I'll keep Dean's hat next week.
Neither one of them were feeling very Usy.
Yeah, no.
Facts.
I was so disappointed.
I was.
Damien, nothing that you can just say to justify that.
You was definitely trying to fit.
No, it wasn't.
A fatal four way between Wale, 2 Chainz, Meek Mills versus Relevancy was the worst.
I agree with that because I know what happened with that. There was some beef. They started fighting.
Really?
Yeah, there was an incident between Wale and Meek.
Really?
At the end of WrestleMania.
Uh-oh. Oh, they kept that. I didn't hear about that.
My tribal chief should have won. Nah, man. Cody, the American Nightmare. Yo, we gonna fight this out. Yeah, whatever, bro. Moving on. Damien, you must have been really high.
No, I was really tired. I drove to Texas.
No, he's talking about the match.
You're right. Yes, you were driving. Yes.
There was no wrestling. It was a super kick party. That's all it was. Yeah. Samoan lives matter. Facts. Maybe I wasn't high enough to see what y'all saw.
You weren't.
Could have been.
You weren't, buddy.
But you know what we are high enough for?
So yeah, I have no problems about this. Oh, I got mine. There are 3.
Oh, let's go.
And the messed up part about it is the other 2 are there by proxy because of number 1. So I will start with number 3, Adam Copeland, coming out there and saying what you said on Wednesday after that interview drive. Number 2, Will Ospreay. Just opening your mouth for no reason.
No.
He could have let that go. And number one, Tony Khan for 1 allowing both of those dumbasses to say what they said and for what he did.
Okay.
My 3 choices.
Okay, I've never done this on this part of the show. I'm gonna request that Adam Copeland gets taken off and Ronda Rousey gets put in his place. And I'm gonna put it out here. Let me make my argument. So the interview comes out right with CM Punk and he says all those things, right? And full transparency, I really felt like Adam Copeland's his promo was more about the hey, things were said, that's it, we all love wrestling and that's what we really want to focus on. And I 100% was like, I believed him when he was like talking about We love wrestling. That's what we want to be a part of. We understand there's going to be, you know, you're going to pick teams, right? But at the end of the day, we love wrestling. And that's what his promo was about. However, what ended up happening, and this is why I also agree with you about the third person in this whole category, Tony then shits all over his fucking promo by doing the fucking thing that he did. And I was like, bruh, no.
That's why I put him on there in the number three spot, for the simple fact that Tony made him look like an ass.
Yeah. I would take Adam out of that.
And let me
tell you, like, why Ronda, right? So I agree with her original tweet, right, about the whole thing about that happened with Drew Gulak. When the whole video that came out about that. But then she just went on this, like, I hate WWE tirade, and it was like, okay, now you're just pushing your book. Like, at this point, you are. Like, I 100% think what you said about Drew Gulak, like, I 100% agree with you, right? Fuck that guy at this point. Sorry, Drew. But, if that's the case that happened in the way that it went down, like, yo, I 100% agree with Ronda. But after that, it was just like this I hate WWE tour. And I was kind of like, I get what you're trying to do, but you're also pushing your book out. And it's like, it just kind of goes back to just seeking relevancy. And at this point, I was just like, nah. Because then she had some other things to say, too, about some other areas of combat sports. And I'm just like, bro, I don't care about this anymore. Like, I care about your book. I want to read what you had to do because I know your stories and stuff. I just don't care after everything else. So that's why I would put Ronda in it. Not because of the first thing, everything after, though.
Okay. I would like to add a name. If he can request to take off, I want to add a name.
Who you supposed to add a name?
I want to add Triple H.
Why is that?
For his comment about it, that we all know was about Will Ospreay. Like,
why does it have to be?
Because we know it was.
But there was tons of people that they were looking at that decided, what you mean? To go somewhere else.
But it was specific. But it was specifically to the person. To the simple fact is that the grind and working less dates. How can you how can someone legitimately sit there and question somebody about a grind and what they have to do for their family?
But how do we
like, how do you respect that? Like, no, yeah, how do we why know would you not, why would you want to work more? Why would in this business, let's be for real, why would you want to work more? Yeah, why can't what's wrong with taking more money and working less? Nothing, because nothing. I promise you, if you both of y'all had that opportunity, y'all take the same thing.
Right,
listen, but you had the option of working less and making more.
Listen,
and not having to read and being able to still see your family. Yeah,
how do you know? How do you know?
How many people did they sign since Will Ospreay?
Yo, I know. Genuinely,
WWE was looking at.
Besides the names that have been reported, what, Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga?
No. Hold on. I want to ask this question. Give me a percentage that you are sure that promo that line was about Will Ospreay. I want a percentage.
A percentage?
Yeah. How sure are you?
I'm 90% sure, just to be safe.
Okay, because we also forgot that Mercedes Moné and Okada signed with AEW, and Okada was never going to the E.
I need Okada was never going. But that man was going to pick his friends like they all do. Okada was going to pick his friends, the Young Bucks. He says it numerous times.
He still talks to them.
Why wouldn't he want to work for them?
I'm just saying, he still talks to them. They all talk.
Why wouldn't they?
So that means he wasn't talking about the one person.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about the one guy.
It was in general, but it was directed to a certain person. You can make a general statement and be shiesty and be like, nah, but I'm really talking about you. It's like ask me subtweet all the time. You know what a subtweet is. You talking about a person and don't at them. Triple H ain't at the man.
Okay, like, can I say something? But that's not me. So
that's not, and that's not Hunter's style either.
Yeah,
that's not. What?
I think he's pretty direct. He's been pretty direct. It was in general. It was in general.
If he been, oh, he been direct. All right. Well, why didn't he answer the question about the about Vince McMahon? If he wanted, if he wanted to be direct,
he don't need to.
Yeah, I know he don't need to, but still,
he don't.
I know. I put that out. I know.
It ain't none of his business though.
That's his father-in-law. That's his father-in-law.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's the closest. He's what? Not the closest person to him that works in that company.
Yes.
Just saying. But that's a whole. That's a whole other big topic. We ain't talking about that. There's a whole other topic.
So I know how we're gonna go.
We'll start talking about it. We'll get to a whole 20-minute topic about it.
I cannot rightfully add Triple H because you're very biased on that. No, it's not.
Fine. I knew it was a losing battle going into it, so that's fine.
He's going to fight for it. He's like, no, I can. But you know what, though? Props, sir. Appreciate. I appreciate your passion for wanting.
Oh, that was very passionate. And you 100%. Almost had me convinced.
Because when he said it, even I went, why are you talking about? I as soon as he said it, I went, why are you talking about Ospreay like that? Like, like it was like that. So that's why I'm like, y'all know it was about Ospreay. Like, if I instantly, as soon as he said it, picked up and went, why are you talking about Will? Like
I didn't. I just took it.
You don't like Ospreay.
I don't dislike him either.
Oh, whatever. Listen, the tweets out there, is it Ronda or are we putting Adam?
No.
Is Ronda?
It's gotta be Ronda.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Ronda, but we ain't gotta put.
Hey, no. Oh no, I'm just saying, see what happens when you come at the argument with a cooler head. You'll get your point across versus you being like, of course it was about Will Ospreay.
You could look, maybe if you could have had it been like, okay, yeah, it was about people in general that have not chose WWE and went somewhere else. I could have given you that. But you couldn't. You just had to say it was direct at one person. I feel like it was more in general. Maybe could have said that. You could have gotten Triple H on the ballot. He wouldn't have gotten chosen. Just so you know that.
You can go vote for Damian's dumbass of the week. Go. It's on our Twitter page. The tweet has been
sent. Told you to put. Should have put you the other EVPs. Should have been on.
Oh, I should have. Oh,
okay,
well.
So I thought about putting him on there, but then I heard something, and I actually had a millisecond of respect for them. It's very, very minuscule, almost non-existent. But the fact that they were against the video being showed and tried to make something into nothing, I will give them their flowers on that part. That's why I decided to give them a break. I this is Tony's fault.
That's what I took Adam. That's why I was asking for Adam off that list because I thought I was like,
and I can respect that.
But then Will was like, yo, I want to do this promo and I want to talk about the grind and stuff and how he was grinding on his wife. Like,
I'll give you that. That point of the whole boss and the wife, but
it
wife,
ruined it. It ruined it.
Yeah.
For
me. Now, I'll give you that. Yes, it did ruin it. That joke, that line is one of the most overused insults. And 2024. Oh well. If you say that. Triple H to go, you're right. I did.
Part, right?
And I pray and I knocked her up too.
Here's my part. Here's my part to it. And this is my problem that I had with the whole promo, right? It was like a two-part promo. Because that second half of the promo was amazing. Let's keep it 100, right? When he addressed Bryan Danielson, I loved everything that he had to talk about. But prior to that, man, when you talk about the grind and stuff like that, and he was like, yeah, apparently some rumors about the grind and stuff. Like, bro, you went to Tony Khan with this idea of shooting that promo and bringing that lineup. And it's like, I don't, in full transparency, this is just me talking about it. I don't know what Will Ospreay and Hunter's relationship is, right? But to bring up, like, to the fans, right, to me, myself, right, I would assume that you and Hunter are just strangers, right? You and Paul are just strangers. So for you to bring up another man's wife in this promo and talk about how he's grinding on her and the mother, like, hey, Omer, no, we can't have that. You can't do that. Hey, say what you want. But yeah, let's keep it a buck, right? If somebody, right, let's use somebody from, I don't know, we'll just use somebody from North Carolina, mentioned you, right, and was talking about how the only way you get to your position is by grinding on your wife, you are going to be a little heated about that, especially if it's someone that you don't really know that well.
Yes, and I will, and so.
I just think it's a no needed comment.
There is a no needed comment. I will go on the other side and argue the fact of Stephanie isn't just his wife. She's Stephanie McMahon.
And now back in WWE.
But even then, it's that blurred line thing, and I hate we get into that part of it, but it's that blurred line thing. It's that it's a promo, like it's television, it's entertainment. It's gonna get a pop.
Yeah.
Now, is it low barrier fruit? Is it a cheap pop? Yes, cheap by all means. Now, I think. We're looking at it as if Stephanie had nothing to do with wrestling, like if she wasn't a character in wrestling, if she wasn't an exact, even if she wasn't exact, but if we did not know who Stephanie, if Stephanie wasn't Stephanie McMahon that she is, and she was just Vince's daughter, and yeah, she worked there, but she never had any on screen really, unless it was like some family thing, nothing really big. Then I'd be like, all right, hold on now. What you doing? But Stephanie gets taught, like, that's not the worst thing that's been said about Stephanie on television. No,
I 100% agree.
And so, if we're getting pissy at that, then we should have gotten pissy over half the, like, not even half, 99.9% of the stuff that was said from 97 to 2008.
But my point being, though, at that point,
because there was some wild stuff said. That's the character as well. You know,
here's my point to it, though. Right? Again, here's the difference. This is where that line lays. Right? And again, I do agree with you. There are blurred lines, and those are things. But here's the thing, though, is that once again, you don't know Paul like that, right? Everybody in the back in WWE, right, that was working in that time frame from 97 to 2002, 2005, whatever, had some kind of relationship with Steph, right? But you don't. You don't have that relationship. You haven't earned that respect. So you don't get that opportunity to say something like that. You know what I mean? There's and we talk about it a lot. Like, and sorry, pull back the curtain a little bit. There are rules. There are certain rules, and there are certain lines that you just do not cross, right? And if you look at someone like, okay, imagine if somebody like, just let's be real. Let's say Luchasaurus had said something about mean Mark Calloway's wife. You think that's going over well? They were in the E together though at one point in time, right? Like he was at NXT and he was on the main roster, so like he should be able to say no. You don't have that relationship. You didn't build that respect. Like you don't get to say that. And I do understand Will, right, to get the cheap pop, but you don't earn that respect. Cody, I don't ever remember Cody talking about Paul's wife, but remember he destroyed it. He sledgehammered that throne chair, right? I don't ever remember Cody mentioning Steph outside of WWE. I just think that there's certain lines and certain rules that you just do not cross. And I feel like Will cross one. And that's me personally. And I understand if you want to take it and be like, well, she was a wrestling character. You know, she's been on the show. She's done this. I get your point. But also to go back to it, there's a respect thing that you have to build with that person, and you did not build that with Steph. You could build it with Paul. I don't know. And you may even call Paul and be like, hey, Paul, is it cool if I say this? And he gave you the okay. Then that's cool. But at this point in time, bro, I think you crossed the line. And I don't think it was an unnecessary comment You can talk about everything that he did in the company, but you're like, the only way you got to the top is by grinding on the boss's daughter. Bro, shut up. Get out of here with that dumbness.
Great. Now that's not even the problem we're supposed to be talking about.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
bunch of heels clapping in the fucking crowd. Fuck them.
The funny part about it is that promo still kind of goes hand in hand with what the point of that video was. That video has stemmed probably one of the worst Dynamites in history. As far
one
as
one of the worst, man, here's a get this one of the worst, but one of the most watched.
Part of it was watched.
Their numbers were high. I think they were up. The numbers were up. I do know that.
So they started off at like 921,000 when the show opened. Mm-hmm. And they lost a bunch of numbers. They went down to like 818 or something like that. Then they went up to about like, I think it was like 888, I think is what I saw. Right. So to be the most watched, no. Like in the history of the company, no.
No,
like
definitely not.
Punk's return.
Oh, no. Like, Punk's return beats that.
Yeah, it takes that to the cake. But I'm just like, you know, I just think when I look back at it, man, it's just it like that video, bro. Like, and here, this is what I wanted to get to you guys, right? Wanted to talk about this because we haven't talked about this yet, right?
Right.
They wanted to play this video, right? Tony wanted to get it off his chest. Is it weird for me that I was like, yo, they're going to do this video. They're going to play this video. And it's going to be a bunch of action figures replaying this.
I would have hoped so. It would have been.
I thought 100%. I was like, they're not going to show this video for real. This is going to be a fake video. Like they're going to play. They're going to have little action figures and replay this whole thing. And then, like, for CM Punk, they're going to have, like, a big bar that says redacted. Fuck me for thinking that they were going to be like, hey, man, we're not putting this real video out. But then they did. And I was like, why? Because now you just made CM Punk look that much more of a baby face than anything else that happened. Because he told you the story a week before. And it's almost like Tony Khan got it off his chest, was like, finally, it's out there. Let's see how Twitter reacted. And they're like, bad move, bro. This is a bad idea. And yeah, credits to Matthew and Nicholas for trying to make it mean something with that. The reason why they lost their match to FTR was because they were thrown off because of their boy. But
I mean, it was stupid. Don't get me wrong. It was a stupid reason, but it was funny. It was kind of funny, actually. I ain't gonna lie. It was one of
those. Oh, it was funny. You're right. Yeah. Oh,
it was like, wow, you're stooping this low to say it was this person's fault. And then to go and kind of make fun of themselves. I'll give them that too as well. And like point the finger that FTR might have been responsible for the fight. I was like, y'all are reaching, but I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. For me, that whole entire situation with the interview, the footage, and Tony Schiavone's face after the footage was shown live gave me vindication. It filled me with joy to know that I have been right for 4 years, that Tony Khan is not a fucking boss. Why? Is you right? Why would you do that? Why would you make an ass of yourself like that? Not only did you prove that the wrestler you decided to keep is a little bitch, but let's just put it out there. And you cannot take him serious as a wrestler now. I'm sorry. He needs to be a valet or just disappear. With that being said as well, you have also proved that if you were afraid for your life when you had Joe Hook, Malachi Black,
Chris Hero,
and several others there that would have not let Punk put a hand on you, then the reason you did what you did of announcing that you fired him because for cause because of your safety and everybody else's, that was your way of basically trying to save face because he quit in front of all those people and said that he was done. That was your way of saving face. You're a child. You either he needs to go to rehab.
Bro, I was so dumbfounded by the video and then like watching the video back and then listening to Punk's story, watching the video and then thinking about Tony's reaction that Wednesday after the pay-per-view. We were here and I was talking about it. Remember, I sat here just shaking. Like, so you were afraid for your life, my guy. You have not been anywhere. You have been sheltered your whole life. Because what I saw was true grown ass, well, one teen and one grown ass man and one teen older, this younger adult, like have an argument. One got a young adult got yoked up because you said, hey, do something. And hey, that adult did something. And then that was it. Like, and then he yelled at you and you were afraid for your life for words. My bro, Tony, I say this with love. You wouldn't make it through basic training in the military.
Hey, you're not going to make it through life. Like, let's just put the military aside. Let's say real life. If you don't have your money, you will not make it. You have no common sense, no sense of nothing. If that is the reason that you were scared for your life, I call bullshit. Because I feel like it's a bunch of childish fucking bullshit. Are doing this to try to save face, and you made yourself look worse.
And had you never shown it, like I said, had you done a reenactment video with like that, like toy, like action figures, like, hey, that's funny, and I could fuck with that, and I could just, and you pop a rating because people thought they were gonna come see this and they got swerved. That would have been cool, but instead you showed the video and it made you look that much more worse than what was necessary. Like, you, and like, if you never showed the video, we all will leave you like, yeah, man, like, maybe CM Punk really did yell some stuff and probably got in his face. Maybe, like, pointed at him, right? Tried to put his finger in his chest, something. Nah, bro. No. It's Punk being held back with two arms, yelling at you that this place is a joke and that he quits. And maybe he said it with some more colorful words, but he did. And, like, bro, I was mad.
The fact that, It like I said, for me, the whole part of that interview is the fact that he came to you and told you to do something. And you had the audacity to look this man in the eyes and say, what do you want me to do? Like, you are the owner. You are the boss. You are the end all be all. Your word is law. And you're asking another talent, what do you want me to do about it? Do your job, my dude.
You know. Bro, you was in the back, right? We watched you on tapes, right? On DVDs, sitting in the back and at the 2300 arena watching ECW. Did you ever fear for your life at ECW? Yeah, was it sure. Because there was a barrier or you were two rows back? Like, I don't understand. Like, how were you that scared for your life? And then we watched it, then you dropped the video thinking that you're gonna feel vindicated, and you weren't. Like,
terrible. Bro. Terrible. It look, I'm gonna give you my 2 cents and we're gonna move on because we can talk about it like we're blue in the face. It was stupid, it was dumb. There was no like, and I heard it was Busted Open Radio. Nick Nemeth was on, and it was a False Gonna Wear Friday with Dave LaGreca, and he was like, it is a bad look when a person that does not work for you, his or her name is being chanted and they are not working for you.
Yeah.
That is a bad look. And I think that in and of itself, all the other reasons why this was a bad idea, I just think that's one of the top reasons why this was stupid. CM Punk does not work for that company no more. He don't.
Nope.
He ain't there.
And you just made him bigger.
And you just made him bigger than what he was. He was the talk of this week. And he's not even medically cleared.
Well, right. Shit, what he did at WrestleMania was fucking awesome. Austin drew the championship. We forgot.
And that's all. And guess what? And let's be real. By Wednesday, we'd be done talking about Punk.
Right.
But because Wednesday, I got to see Punk again on another show. And what? I'm on his side. I'm right there with him. CM Punk.
He did it to himself.
So. There was no, like, and, like, More power to the Bucks, and that's why I wasn't giving. I don't want to give them flack because I do believe that the Bucks have some type of brain cells, as much as we like to believe that they don't. I do like to believe that there is some brain cells there. I mean, you got to be some type of smart to be able to run a company this long, right? The way it's being run right now, to make it this far, you got to be some type of smart.
And we are.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Exactly my point. So
that's dumb luck.
It's exactly it's dumb luck.
The reason why Planned Parenthood has been around so long is money and dumb luck. Let's just call it what it is.
I thought you were talking about us. Was the dumb?
No, we're legit.
We just making a buy, guys. We just making a buy.
It does you no favors because guess what? You're using this footage to push a match that the four people aren't even in the video.
It's true. It's very true.
Right.
It's so true.
There is not a single frame with FTR or the Young Bucks in this video. Not even the Bucks. I'd give you a pass if the Bucks were right there, a gorilla next to Tony. So when the monitor was falling off, they were there. Okay, they seem. I'll give you that. All right, you turned something really small. All right, I'll bite. You threw the line. I'll bite on it. But there's nothing. Like, what do you want? Y'all lost because that happened.
It's kind
of. But
funny.
That was in the beginning of this show.
I know.
But y'all match was what? Third, fourth?
But it's kind of funny if you think about it, though, because it's like, it's one of those where it's like, you know they're reaching, though.
They don't need that. Let's be for real. FTR versus the Young Bucks is a match that don't really need
a
build.
It's not.
You've done it three, was this four now? Was this the fourth or the fifth match?
I can't remember.
I think it was the fifth match.
This is the fifth that we're about to get right now. Is the fifth?
Oh, with them? No, it's the fourth.
So, you've done it three times.
I'm not saying no.
You don't need anything else.
This was
all you need to do is give me a highlight video, put a nice little beat behind it, and give me a mixtape of the first three matches you had. I'm hyped for the fourth one now.
Look, what? It was Tony's fault. It was Tony's fault.
It's Tony's fault.
I want you to use this video to hype up your match. And I know they were like, why, dude?
Why?
Yeah, and that's why even FTR, when they came out and they cut that promo, they're like, the first thing they said, right? Well, I'm sorry. The second thing they said, because the first thing they said was TV time is expensive. The second thing they said was, why did we show this? What is the point? Like, and I 100% agree. I 100% agree with that sentiment.
Yeah. It was unnecessary. It was
unnecessary. Nothing positive happened. I don't think there was any positive gain in any spectrum or any metric by playing that video. I want to move on to the next. I want to move on to the next topic because I really want to hear our you guys' opinion and the chat's opinion on this next topic. So, give me your final take on this.
Billy Corgan himself.
Dang. There it is. There, yeah. That's boom.
He did.
Hey, we got some smiles. Rhonda's name was mentioned. Whining about WWE after leaving and coming back.
She did.
And also John Laurinaitis.
I mean, he's a dumbass, period. He doesn't need
Anymore. Someone needs to put a muzzle on her. I'm so sick of her. Rhonda.
Ronda Rousey.
What up, gentlemen? What up, Lou? Why y'all get this man started? Y'all gonna pay Chaz have a stroke? Yeah, 100%. Security code. Yes, remember your pressure, Chaz.
Look, hey, funny thing is this. The pressure machine right here.
As long as we don't criticize Ray, Red Dog is calm. 100%. Don't do that. Y'all starting ish in these comments tonight.
The comments is blowing up.
I'm voting for Chaz, meltdown of the week. You got some laughs. Let the boobies hit the floor. Oh, yeah, talk about Steph.
Stephanie.
I was like, wait, what are we talking about? I'm like, what is that in reference?
I remember this. I remember this one. Richard Golden, ECW, every customer welcome. I remember.
Good times. I remember that.
That's when Steph was the character on the show.
Yeah.
Jericho calling her a trash bag hoe live on TV. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
MJF dot dot dot. Right.
No, we'd be saying
Sunny Days.
Yeah. Was Sunny still?
No, that was that whole Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels
thing. Yeah. She was gone.
Himself.
I don't think she was like fully made into a character yet when Sunny Days happened. That's because they kept showing Ruby Soho, Nostradamus. It's funny. It was hysterical, but what Punk said that much more validated this reason of the video and will be a dark stain on the company. This is true. It will be a dark stain on the company.
It will.
How did Tony make it through high school?
I don't know.
Dad paid for everything. He's lucky he made it through gym class. Again, money talks. Have to go to gym class. He never played a game of dodgeball, and it shows. Did he say something about Tony's idiotic daughter and his doofus son-in-law? Yes, he did. Talking about Will. That was just a cherry on top, 100%. No way, two words, Dixie Carter.
I don't know. He could give Dixie a run for his money.
Yeah, right now. Laughs. Cody finished the story. He did.
And that's all that matters. That's all that matters that week. Boom. Cody finished the story.
Don't ring the bell. All right.
Last topic. Is my I like this.
I got into an argument with Twitch about this. He raised my blood pressure on purpose.
Okay. Mox, so look, here we go. Mox, if you didn't know, this past week, Mox is your new IWGP world champion. Shout out to Mox. Mox is a world champion. He is one of two people to win. Well, no, three, because if you count the tag belts. That's one, the major world championships in AEW, WWE, and New Japan. He's the only one. Yeah, because I think FTR is the other team that's done that.
Yeah,
and so yeah, so John Moxley is now a world champion. When one Shield member loses a belt, another Shield member gets a belt. So, the Shield has been regarded like, you know, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, John Moxley, Dean Ambrose. I've said it before on the show. Those three have, you know, the Shield and those three really cemented this generation of wrestling.
I'll give you that.
They are this generation of wrestling's biggest stars, at least for this generation's concern.
Yeah.
The big three is the Shield. It is what it is. I mean, so. They all three of them have done, you know, major accolades over the course of their careers. Roman being the tribal chief, being Roman Reigns. Like, I can just say that. Being Roman Reigns. There it is. Enough said. Seth, his multiple championships. And then, you know, Dean Ambrose, John Moxley, what he did in WWE. But not only that, he left and was not just as successful, but probably even more successful. And so that begs the question, is Moxley the most successful member of the Shield?
How are we grading success? I just want to put that out there first.
Everything. So how about this?
I'll
give you my point. And I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, he is.
Of course you are.
Because I'm going to use the same logic that I used for AJ versus Shawn as far as who was the GOAT. You can't say you're the best and you haven't been everywhere. You can't. You just can't. You can't. You can't.
If you're already at the top, there's no need to go to the bottom.
But see, the thing, you saying it's the bottom, but that's the thing. You claiming it to be the bottom is your own perception of it. That doesn't make it the bottom, though. New Japan isn't the bottom. It's not.
It's not above WWE, though.
It's not above WWE, but it's guess what? It's above E.
But it is the WWE of Japan, though.
It is, but guess what? It's also, here's the thing, Damien.
But that's
Is New Japan above EWA?
Above what?
Is New Japan above AEW?
Yes, as long as they, for the fact that they've been around a lot longer.
Are they above EWA? EWA, the EWA, you know that I've ever yet.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Okay, no. Don't do that. Of course they did. Now, don't do that. Would you claim? Would you? In the grand scheme of things, would you rather say that EWA would be the bottom over New Japan?
Well, yeah, of course.
All right, then. So you can't say that's the bottom. You can't say that. You cannot do that. When there are a bunch of shindies out there in the world. Okay, you can't say New Japan's the bottom.
Still going down is what I'm saying. Instead of, if you're already,
that is still classified as a world championship, a legitimate world championship. It's not one of those little belts that you say, "Oh yeah, I'm a world champion," and I just defend it every a 30-mile radius. No, that's a world title, man.
I get what you're saying, but just disagree. Okay, let's just agree to disagree.
That's a legitimate world title. The TNA belt, it's a legit world title.
I didn't say it wasn't.
It's not WWE. It's not.
I
was knew you were gonna be the one. I knew it was gonna be you. I knew it.
You should have known.
Woo! Go ahead, man. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Clev. Give me your point. Me and Damien will keep arguing afterwards.
I can't wait because I'm really gonna join in. Is he the most successful as far as gaining titles? Yeah, 100%. Like I think so. But as far as bringing in money, no. Roman. They literally just said. Yeah. At WrestleMania, this man has main evented the most WrestleManias in history in the WWE. You are not just the top. You are the cream of the – you are the top of the top. You are in the top 1%. And how many WrestleManias did he main event in a row?
Since 2014?
The man's been, all over. He's been, the dude. He's the guy. We joke about the big dog catch nickname and obviously with the tribal chief and stuff. This man is literally carrying the WWE on his back. This man is full on. Let's not fake it. This man is currently the John Cena of this generation, of this era. He has put this on his back, he has carried it, he's shouldered the load, everything that's happened has happened. And if he went anywhere else, guess what he would be doing? They were doing the same thing. If he was in AEW, he'd be doing the same thing. He's in IWG. If he was in New Japan, he would be doing the same things. He would just be shouldering the load and getting to do more stuff. So there's no way that you can't tell me that this man is not the ratings driver. He's the guy. And we adore the fact that he came back in 2020, has been on this incredible run. So you can't tell me that it's him. Seth, you're in third place compared to the other two. I would say you all have had great success around, but Mox with the AEW title, the IWGP now, running with the WWE championship, this man has been doing all the things that everybody else has been wanting him to do. And I think now is to look at it and just be like, hey, you know what? This is you might be the guy, but Roman is the one bringing in the money. When we talk about the Shield, we talk about Roman. Because he was the guy. He's the powerhouse. So I can't sit back and go, nah.
Okay, so really for me, it's hard for me to... All three members have been successful. All three members, in my opinion, have put the companies that they have been that they're a part of on their backs and hustle. Seth does it in a little bit different of a way with just putting on just amazing matches, match after match after match, helping elevate, talent. Where, like you said, Roman's making money. Roman is money. He's basically printing money with his face on it. Where you have Mox, who's kind of in that overachieving journeyman kind of, kind of like lane where he's like going everywhere and still elevating every company that he's a part of.
Yeah.
Also mentioned, like, we also forgot to mention that he was the GCW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we put that that's what I'm saying. He's going to places, and like, it's not like he's just going there and just going there. He's actually elevating and, you know, helping the companies thrive. So for me, I just kind of put them all on the same playing field because they're all doing big shit in their lane. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes 100% sense.
You know what I mean? Like, they're all doing shit like their own thing. This is why I disagree with him being the most successful out of the three. They're all successful. They're all making bank. They're all doing good for the business.
Yeah. But if I had to pick one, my tribal chief. I still use it in the intro for Now Enter the Ring. Like, yo, my tribal chief, acknowledge me.
I'm going with John Moxley. I just
I see a compliment. I see who has
I gotta say you can't say you're the best like you if you don't go out, you know, if you don't leave home. Like, you got to leave home and fly. You got to,
you know. All right. And then this new Triple H era, they might be able to go fly a little.
You know what? I mean, hey, you might. Well, they might be able
let's
to.
Call, right. Well, let's call a spade a spade. They were at the GCW show. Where was Tony?
That's true.
If I was Tony, I would have showed up. I would have showed up.
Funny enough, it's crazy that he wasn't there.
Right?
At least at one of them shows.
Like, dude, Nick Khan was there, for God's sakes.
Nick Khan was everywhere, apparently, from what I heard.
Yeah, he was.
He was at a bunch of Mania Week shows. Which
That's
was,
what I heard.
I was like, oh.
My man's probably like, talent. He knows.
But that's exactly. He was.
I think that good. Hey, that girl right there with the frizzy hair that was wrestling Shayna Baszler, what's her name again? Masha?
Masha?
Get her.
Yeah, sign her.
Get her. Like, find a way.
Like you had some.
They're at her TNA contract.
You had some of your people at that show, and you usually have been at those shows.
Where were we also you? Request Jordan Grace.
They got to get her. Oh,
but wait. No, yeah. Back to the point, though. Yeah, I definitely listen. Like, you're the top guy in your company, and the number one company in the world. Like, yeah, you're that guy. You bring in money. What did Kevin Nash say? Hulk Hogan was the biggest wrestler because he brought in the most money. Look at what Roman does. Like, every person that gets associated with Roman all of a sudden becomes like in the top star and everybody loves him, right? And you can make your case for everybody, right? But look at Kevin Owens' lane ever since it happened, right? Sami Zayn, Seth, right? You can be like whatever. You can do that. But
I feel like people loved him before that though.
But they that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that he elevated that platform even more. Drew, same way. Fair. Like, he elevated those guys. Seth, back again, right? Seth came back. Guess what? Elevated. Solo, elevated. Jay, elevated. Jimmy, elevated. Tama, going to be the same way, elevated. Only person in there, and the only person I don't feel like he's elevated, but, and again, I could be wrong. I could just be saying this. Paul. And that's because Paul has his own platform. He does his own
right.
He doesn't his own way all the way up to the
Paul top. Doesn't need elevation. He is
not elevation.
Like, Paul is Roman. The elevation.
Yeah, he elevates Roman.
Paul is the elevation. He doesn't need to elevate. He is the actual elevation. That's him. Like the actual process. He's the process.
Okay. Tribal chief is elevated people from the one platform to a bigger platform and just keeps elevating people. So
Want to make it clear though, I still can't watch a John Moxley match. And I don't mean I'm not a fan, but I do respect the work.
That's okay. I pick and choose my Moxley matches.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
I pick and choose. Right, I feel like he's not about to do the most.
A Moxley match is this plain simple. Going crazy. Doing crazy shit, blood, bleed for the rest of the match until you bleed out, and maybe you win or maybe you lose. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
You know what? Minus the color part, I feel like that's everybody's match. Anyway.
Right.
I called several things in the main event of night two. Awesome. Chaz and Fitzchaz. Where's Okada? AEW.
He's a champion.
He's a champion. I hate it when my member loses a belt. I feel you. Actually, two Shield members lost their championships. This is true.
Oh, yeah, Seth. He did lose. He definitely did lose, too.
Yeah, Roman beating leukemia. It's true. Yeah, that's not what makes him the most successful, but I definitely understand where you're coming from. I agree. That's something that Moxley hasn't done yet.
No, he hasn't done that yet. Neither Seth.
He beat addiction.
He did beat addiction. So yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. I'll give him that. Well, I'll give you that.
I'm proud of him for that.
This is why Seth is in third place.
Right, he hasn't done anything.
Roman and John have beaten things on and off the mat.
Seth's lagging. Oh, well, he's a dad.
So is Roman.
Yeah, so is
Mox.
I'm gonna say, so is Mox.
He's got a kid. Oh, yeah, they did have a kid.
That's not in WWE. Damien doesn't care about the losing battle. I've tried. And how many WrestleManias has Roman main evented as an undisputed Universal Champion? Five?
19?
Well, geez, now I'm thinking about shit. That's crazy. I forgot.
As Universal.
About 20, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. Yo, and the two nights for 2024, like, he was still undisputed champion while he was there main eventing. And then I forgot about, there's the other matches.
He wasn't the tribal chief.
Yeah. When he walked in as the champ against Brock Lesnar and then Seth cashed in. Yeah, I forgot. Oh my god. This guy is always main eventing.
He is. I think it's nine consecutive, isn't it?
I think it is nine consecutive. I think that's the number. It is nine. I'll figure.
It's like choose between Arn, Tully, and Ole. Facts.
Oh, Ole, yeah. I don't know which one's the best between the three.
So we chose by hottest wife then.
All right, who has the hottest wife?
Damn, that's fucked up because I really like Renee, but I'm gonna have to go with Becky.
I like Becky too. I think Steph wins. He's got Becky.
I'm going with Roman's wife just because no one decided.
No one knows her. She's not.
No one knows her. I think I've seen her like one picture on Google.
She's
once.
Really pretty. You're right.
She was very attractive. So
I'm scared to pick Roman's wife because I don't want him coming after me. So that's why I didn't choose.
I went after. I picked Becky because if I get beat up, I get beat up by the man. I'm okay.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
That.
She's gonna be the one to fuck you up.
Solo is the new tribal chief. You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I hope so. That'd be interesting. I don't think Cornette would agree with you. He hates Mox. Cornette hates everything, though.
Cornette blocked me on Twitter. I could care less what Cornette thinks.
Y'all on one tonight, 100%. We always are.
Had a show in 2 weeks.
Becky, Renee, never seen Roman's wife. True.
Hardly anybody has. He's a smart man.
Yeah.
Roman's wife is badass fuck. No, like zero.
Yeah. Nobody's hardly ever seen her. You're right.
WrestleMania.
He's smart not to show her. Shit. 100%. I don't want to show mine. I guess we're done, aren't we?
I guess so. For an hour and 38, yeah. This is crazy.
Give me who won.
I was about to say, you want to find out? Yeah. All right, now I can tell you who won.
The show about to go an hour and 40 minutes. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, I already can tell you who won. I don't have to look at it because, like, when the tweet went out and it was still going, like, it was like 3 minutes in and I had like five votes. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. 14%. Ronda Rousey. 86% Tony Khan. That's how I figured it would go. I didn't think anybody would. I thought it would go full 100% Tony Khan because it was.
I mean, I thought so too.
It was at one point. It was just Tony Khan, and I went. I figured how that would go.
I mean, yeah. So,
that is Damien's dumbass of the week, Tony Khan. You can still vote.
He might be of the decade.
might be of the quarter. I'm gonna, we're gonna do a dumbass of the quarter.
I was like, I definitely feel like it is definitely leading to of the year so far.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So and in the month we're gonna do dumbass of the quarter.
You're not even like you just. I'm sure he's a great friend. I mean, that's all.
He's probably a good dude. Like let's be like, really he, like we give him so much crap on this show. I know Damien does too. But this is not about Tony Khan the person.
Tony Khan is probably
a good person and like a cool dude. And the funny thing is this: when people talk about Tony Khan the person, there's nothing but nice things said about.
Always nice things. Yeah.
No, it's always been.
Always nice things. The only real bad thing I ever heard about someone said about Tony Khan was Punk, and that was after the whole situation. And granted, as he should be, it's a situation that why would he be speaking positively? So, honestly, the thing is, like, as Tony Khan, the person, he's probably one of the most nicest guy in the world. But when it comes down to being a wrestling booker, promoter, executive, you suck balls.
You're being nice.
I am being nice because I want to get the show over with. Because like he's taking up too much time on this show. I was ragging on him,
idiot! God damn it, Tony!
I knew the show was going to go long. That's why I didn't want to do a super pod. I knew people were going to argue. I know Tony Khan was going to be the basis of the entire show because he's an idiot. And that's why I was like, no, we won't do the super pod because I don't want the super pod to be based off Tony Khan. He doesn't get the right to be a topic on a super pod.
Why did you prove me right? I was hoping I was going to be wrong about him. I really was. Like, I just thought it was just me because I hate the product so much.
But, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you. Thank you for watching. All of my, we see our live viewers. We're looking
at. Why don't you do something, Punk? Okay. See, that would have done it too.
That would have been funnier.
It would have been funnier.
Well, I guess like and follow us on stuff and well, buy our merch and thanks for watching since he got up and left. I guess I'll help finish this off. And he said something about a virus, but I won't do that to the computer people. And nope. Xbox, just follow us
and choose another episode. And
PlayStation, y'all get things too, I guess.
Thank you.
Do Switch players get anything?
Yeah.
What did they get?
Low storage.
Kawaii.
Hey guys, it's the host of The Three Count, you know, Chaz Evans here. Make sure to let you know that I don't run shit, I don't do shit, I just talk shit. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. What else should you do? You should also follow us on all social medias. That's the Facebook at Three Count Podcast, the Instagram at Three Count Pod, and the Twitter at Three Count _ Pod. Also, if you like us a lot, you should definitely buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/3countpod, and that's the number 3. Don't be an idiot and type in THREE, because you're not going to find anything. So make sure you follow us at 3countpod or 3count_pod on Twitter and buy a shirt. Be there or be somewhere else.